This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said that soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission, and every state must give this a top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The three-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of Human Capital for Viksit Bharat. Highlighting India's demographic advantage, the Prime Minister stated that nearly 70% of the population is in the working age group, creating a unique historical opportunity, which, when combined with economic progress, can significantly accelerate India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said that India has boarded the reform express, driven primarily by the strength of its young population, and empowering this demography remains the government's key priority. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Ranchi yesterday evening on a three-day visit to Jharkhand. She will attend several programs in East Singhbhum and Saraikela Kharsanwa district today. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will today attend the centenary celebrations of the Old Chiki script of the Santali language and address the 15th convocation ceremony of National Institute of Technology, Jamshedpur. She will visit the Dishom Jahir Than courtyard in Karandi on the outskirts of Jamshedpur in East Singhbhum district to attend the closing ceremony of the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki script. Besides, the president will also pay her tributes to Pandit Raghunath Murmu, the creator of the Old Chiki script. Thereafter, the president will attend the 15th convocation ceremony of NIT Jamshedpur in the afternoon. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan arrived in Puducherry today on a one-day official visit. He was accorded a warm reception at the airport by Puducherry Lieutenant Governor K. Kailashanathan, Chief Minister N. Rangasamy, Legislative Assembly Speaker R. Selvam, and ministers. The Vice President then proceeded to Kamban Kalayarangam, where he is participating in a civic reception and distribution of house keys to tenement dwellers of Kumara Gurupallam under the Smart City Project. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will participate in the state-level Farmers' Day program today in Gaucher, Chamoli district, Uttarakhand. Earlier yesterday, the State Agriculture Minister Ganesh Joshi inspected the arrangements at the venue. He stated that the program will provide a platform for direct interaction with farmers. The event will also be broadcast live across all 95 development blocks of the state. Dense fog continues to disrupt visibility in Delhi and Noida, prompting travel advisories from Indira Gandhi International Airport and airlines. Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport has issued a travel advisory in view of the dense fog that blanketed the national capital. Passengers have been requested to contact their concerned airline for their updated flight information. Air India has issued a fresh travel advisory, as it warned the passengers of the probable disruption in flight operations in view of the intense foggy situations in the national capital. The airline said that proactive steps have been taken to minimize any disruption with the possibility of unexpected delays, diversions, or cancellations. In women's cricket, India successfully defended a massive target of 222 to clinch a 30-run victory over Sri Lanka in the fourth T20 international of the five-match series at Thiruvananthapuram last night, extending their unassailable lead to 4-0. Having already sealed the series, India produced another dominant all-round performance, first piling up a mammoth 221 for 2 in their 20 overs before restricting Sri Lanka to 191 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. The Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty declined in the early morning trade amid mixed global cues and subdued year-end participation. The Nifty 50 fell 22 points to 26,202, while the Sensex lost 115 points to 84,924 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.